Morning, Reagan.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be back in Florida.
Well, it's good to chat with you again. I think last time I talked to you, you were in Miami, and we were in the depth of a campaign.
That's right. And there were. Remember back then, there were questions about whether the American economy was on the right path, whether we were going to be capable of creating jobs, whether GDP growth would continue. Glad that all the answers to those questions turned out positive.
Absolutely. Well, we are, I guess you could almost say we're in the midst of another campaign here yet, and that is the reform of Social Security. Obviously, the resistance out there for so many years, the Social Security was considered almost a third rail. Savvy politicians dared not touch it. Several years back, we heard about the lockbox, and you can't go in there to use the funding for this or that. Now, obviously, your department is the one who is, you are ultimately responsible, and you advise the president on the solvency of this thing, and you have done some long-range and very important studying on this.
Well, we have, Reagan, and Social Security is an important part of the social fabric of America. Unfortunately, the fabric is getting tattered. The system isn't sustainable, and the president's plan is to put it on a sustainable basis to make sure that the benefits are there for future generations, for our children and grandchildren. And unless we act and act soon, the promise of Social Security won't be available to them. That's what this whole fight is about.
Well, it seems to me that there are a couple of very salient points that needing to be put across to the public in general. First being, and that is, the president is very firm in his position that absolutely no changes are going to be made that would affect people who are now 55 or older.
That is absolutely right. The president has emphasized that over and over again. If you're born prior to 1950, then your benefits will not be affected. There are some scare tactics going on out there that are really, really unfortunate. And one reason I want to be in Florida this week is to make it crystal clear that for retired and near retirees, anybody who's 55 and older, your benefits are absolutely intact. The whole issue here is how to make sure those benefits, the promises of Social Security, are available to younger workers.
And it would seem to me another point that we have understood that some people seem to bypass, and that is the issue of course, the individual accounts. There seems to be a misconception out there over how that would be handled. And that is, this is not a reckless approach to it where any qualified worker in the age group can go out and do anything they want with their monies from this particular account, but that the investment possibilities of that are going to be very tightly controlled and monitored.
Well, absolutely. The investment opportunities will be safe, they'll be prudent, they'll be the same sorts of investment opportunities that congressmen and senators have through the government savings thrift plan. The wonderful thing about these accounts is they'll give young workers the opportunity to build a nest egg, to make a much higher return on their money, and it's their money after all, make a much higher return on their money than they would investing it in the Social Security system. And as you said, these are safe investments, these are secure investments, these are prudent investments, and they're investments that are going to give people the opportunity to acquire a sizable nest egg for their retirement.
And maybe just a word or two on, as we say, these are going to be safe and secure types of investments, a word or two about the selection and monitoring of those options.
The plan we would suggest for monitoring and overseeing these investments is modeled after the government employees thrift savings plan. This is a plan which provides five basic options. The investor, the employee of the government, can put the money into a treasury bond fund. He can put it into a small cap mutual fund, can put it into a large cap mutual fund, can put it into inflation protected treasuries, or some combination. The fund is administered at a very low cost, and one of the hallmarks of the fund is that most of the returns, virtually all the returns, go to the federal employees. There's no windfall to Wall Street. Sometimes we hear about this windfall to Wall Street. There is no windfall to Wall Street. And if you talk to the federal employees, they're very happy about these funds. They're delighted to have the opportunity to make these kinds of investments. And it seems to us that if it's good enough for congressmen and senators, it ought to be good enough for the American workers.
As a young man starting into the workforce a number of years ago, and I just barely fit that category of my Social Security is not going to be touched. But I remember as a young man working the early years of filing my tax returns, I received refunds for having paid in too much to the Social Security. And of course, that lasted for a few years. And now, many times, an awful lot of people don't even come close to being able to think about that sort of thing because the Social Security limits and taxes have been raised and raised and raised. And I thought a word or two about the possibility. Obviously, this is something that you haven't ruled it out just yet, but if you don't have to go there, the president would just as soon not.
Well, absolutely. And here, this is a very important point. We need to fix Social Security, but we shouldn't fix it by raising taxes. That's the wrong way to fix it. And the president has said he would rule out raising the payroll taxes. They're already pretty high. If you're a small business person, you're paying 12.4% on every employee you have into the Social Security system. And raising payroll taxes always has a predictable effect on employment. It reduces employment. It raises the unemployment rate. That's why the president's so intent on making sure that we don't raise the payroll taxes. But he's put out a number of ideas about how the system could be fixed. Changing the COLA, moving from a index of benefits that builds up on the basis of wages to one that builds up on the basis of inflation. Or going to some means testing of some kind, or going to some form of raising the retirement age. There are a lot of things on the table. The important thing, though, is that we get action, is that we move on this, because every year we wait, the more costly the solution is. Back in 1997-98, then-President Clinton went around the country and talked about the then-looming crisis. Well, that's 7 or 8 years ago now, and it's important we confront the issue. America's a nation of fixers. Once we understand we got a problem, we like to fix it. One of the reasons I'm in Florida is to talk about the problem and talk about the possible fixes.
Mr. Secretary, I know you're on a tight schedule there, and you've done very nicely for me here this morning. In summary, parting notion?
Well, the parting notion is... it's time for the country to come together and fix this system that served us so well, to preserve it and protect it for future generations, recognizing that for senior citizens, for those who are retired or near retirement, your benefits are intact. The whole issue is younger people and how we make sure that the promise of Social Security, which has served our country so well so long, is available to younger workers.
Very succinct and well stated, sir. And,
hey, thank you.
Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Always good being on. Thank you again.
Look forward to our next visit. Thank you, sir.